Christian version of the rapture is wrong. The Left Behind movie scenario is wrong. Jets will not fall out of the sky. Semi-trucks on the interstates will not careen out of control, taking dozens of innocent victims with them. In fact, this divine event that I've been speaking about, the snatching away, will cause hardly a ripple on this earth. In fact, I'll go further, as I usually do. I'll go so far as to say that this event will be rippleless. It will not contain a single ripple. It's going to be peaceful and quiet. And it's going to be hidden from the view of Earthlings by several well-positioned clouds. Hello, everybody. This is Martin Zender, and you are at Zender Talk. This is going to be one dead serious talk here, believe me. How can it be? How can so many people be wrong? Well, think of what you're asking. How can Hollywood be wrong? How can the world's most popular religion, the pop religion, how can the pop religion be wrong? Far too easily. How can the mainstream be wrong? Far too easily. This is how. Because Paul's message, his evangel, his good news, is still a secret. He had a message of peace, a message of grace. And those two words, those two concepts, those two truths have been adulterated by the Christian religion. It's foreign to the millions of people who claim the name of Christ and call themselves Christians. 1 Corinthians 4:1, Paul says, "Let a man be reckoning with us as deputies of Christ and administrators of God's secrets." The evangel of grace and peace is still a secret to the Christian religion. How many people know these truths that we talk about? I will go further again. How many people fight these truths when these truths are presented to them? Ephesians 3:8. This is the Apostle Paul speaking. Either this man is the world's greatest egotist, or he had a distinct message. Listen to this. Ephesians 3:8. "To me, less than the least of all the saints, was granted this grace to bring the evangel, the good news, of the untraceable riches of Christ to the nations, and to enlighten all as to what is the administration of the secret, which has been concealed from the eons in God who creates all, that now may be made known to the sovereignties and the authorities among the celestials through the ecclesia, which is the body of Christ, the multifarious wisdom of God in accord with the purpose of the eons." How many people have even heard of the purpose of the eons? The Christian religion doesn't even realize God has a purpose, unless you want to say that purpose is to draw a line in the sand and to challenge people to love God, or else. You think that's the evangel of our Lord Jesus Christ? You think that's the administration of the secret Paul was called for? Believe in God or else? Love God now or you're in trouble? That's not the message. That's a non-message. The Christian religion doesn't understand grace. You see, this message of Paul must be believed. Now, look, I'm not all of a sudden starting in on a message of you have to believe in order to be saved. Many people could twist this address to say that. Martin's saying you got to believe the right things in order to be saved. No, this is what I'm saying. I'm saying that those who have been designated beforehand, I'm speaking in scriptural language now, designated beforehand for the place of a son, called before the foundation of the world to believe, those who have been foreknown by God will be believing the truth. God will make sure that whoever is chosen for aeonian life will, sometime in their life, come into a realization of the truth. And do you think that the masses of the Christian religion have come to a realization of the truth? No, because they believe lies. This isn't rocket science. Present the truth of the sovereignty of God, or the purpose of the eons, that in the fullness of times, God is going to reconcile all things to himself, those in the heavens and those in the earth. Bring that truth to this mass of people and see how it goes over. I'll tell you how it will go over. They're going to reject it because they love tradition more than truth. That's the opposite of loving truth. Believing lies is the opposite of believing truth. These folks, the majority, are not even believers. They're believing something, but they're not believing the truth. I wonder if it's important to believe the truth. You bet it is. Why do you think we're going to this trouble teaching? It's the difference between aeonian life and aeonian death. I'm going to sum up the Christian religion for you in a few concise sentences. Well, in fact, I'm going to let Paul do it in 2 Timothy 3, verses 4, 5, and 7. Now, this know, Paul says in 2 Timothy 3, that in the last days perilous periods will be present. Men will be selfish, fond of money, so on and so forth. It gets worse as the list goes on. Well, how can you get worse than grateful, ungrateful, malign, without natural affection, implacable? Well, here's the killer, verse 5, having a form of devoutness yet denying its power. The power of the love of God in Christ on the cross is going to reconcile all things to himself. Through this power, God has made peace, conciliated the world to himself. Do you hear that message? Have you ever told that message to somebody and seen how you're hated, seen how it's resisted? And yet it is the believers of this gospel who are going to be snatched away. Not people who don't believe it. 2 Corinthians 4:3. Now, if our evangel is covered, it is covered in those who are perishing, in whom the God of this aeon blinds the apprehension of the unbelieving. I'm going to stop there because it sounds like I'm talking about the person of the world, doesn't it? Sounds like I'm talking about the robber and the prostitute and the killer and the murderer and the thief and the adulterer. If our evangel, I'm going to read it again, and then I'm going to get out of here and save something for tomorrow because this is too much for you in one day. If our evangel is covered, it is covered in those who are perishing, in whom the God of this aeon blinds the apprehension of the unbelieving. When I get to the rest of verse 4 tomorrow, you're going to be quite surprised. This is a dramatic week. The snatching away is a dramatic event, and there's not a whole lot of people who are going to be there. Am I teaching an exclusive message? Remember, I'm the guy who believes that all mankind are going to be saved. But we're talking about aeonian life now, not an eternity with God. It's a whole different story. We're going to go relative this week, and we're going to find out why things are happening the way they're happening and why they're going to come down the way they're going to come down at the conclusion of this aeon. I'm Martin Zender. Be with me tomorrow. Thank you.